Psychology Today published an article on six keys to being happy. Here were their conclusions. 1. Accept yourself and love yourself. 2. Connect with other people. 3. Be aware of the inner you, your thoughts and feelings. 4. Accept change because all things change. 5. Accept that life is difficult. And 6. Have a purpose by setting goals. Well, if you take those suggestions, I can almost promise you this, you will not end up happy. In fact, you will probably end up miserable. The one key ingredient that people need for happiness is God. It's one's relationship with God that really determines how happy one's life will be. This point is clear in Psalm 128. It's a psalm of ascent. Psalm 127 ended with a how blessed statement, and Psalm 128 begins with a how blessed statement. And the theme is this: it's the person who fears the Lord and obeys the word will be happy, will be blessed by God in many ways, and will have a happy life. And the word translated blessed or blessed shows up 3 times in the psalm, verses 1, 4, and 5. And the word blessed in verse 1 is a different word from verses 4 and 5. The word blessed, Asher, in verse 1 is a word that carries with it the idea of being happy because one is in a right relationship with God. In fact, the word is actually translated happy in verse 2. This word stresses the close link between the state of happiness and one's relationship with God. The word blessed is in verses 4 and 5 is berek. It's one that emphasizes the fact that God chooses to actually bless someone or prosper someone. Scripture always associates the fear of the Lord with the blessing and favor of God. And one who fears the Lord and obeys the word has a genuine happiness because the relationship with God is so solid that God chooses to give numerous blessings to that person. The thought that a person could potentially attain this status with God is an amazing demonstration of God's grace. And the idea of fearing the Lord is the idea of living a life with a reverence for God in the Bible. It's a reverence based on the fact that one realizes God is the sovereign God who is capable of doing whatever he wants to do. He can bless or he can curse. The idea of behind fearing the Lord is the idea that one will govern his or her life with a healthy fear and reverence of God and his word. This kind of fear is not only an attitude, but it also involves specific action, which according to verse 1 means that one walks in his ways. To walk in God's ways means to obey his word, and when you're certain of that, when you rest in that, you start to see what God can do. One who fears the Lord will trust the Lord. One who fears the Lord will have been forgiven by the Lord. One who fears the Lord will delight in God's word. One who fears the Lord will keep and obey God's word. One who fears the Lord will hate evil, and one who fears the Lord will wait for God's mercy and loving kindness. And the fear of the Lord will live life reverencing God and conforming himself to the scriptures. And we can see it in so many ways. Look at that first verse there. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. But the person who fears the Lord and obeys the Lord word will have fruitful labor. Look at verse 2. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. The Bible always assumes that one who fears the Lord will labor and work. Actually, working was part of the Ten Commandments because God said that one will labor for 6 days. So the assumption is that one who fears the Lord will labor and work. What God promises for one who does work and one who does fear him is that his work will prosper. And the person who fears the Lord and obeys the word and works will discover that God will prosper his work. It does not matter what the job is, God will prosper the work. He may prosper the company for which one works, or he may directly bless the work of the one working. The blessing will be he will be able to eat the fruit of his hands. In other words, God will see to it that he provides for and blesses his work. The person who fears the Lord and obeys the word will be happy. He says that in verse 2 there, and he'll say, you will be blessed, you will be happy. The word emphasizes the happiness that one is because he knows his relationship with God is good. no better happiness one can have in his life. And then that person who fears the Lord and obeys the word will be well. It says, and it shall be well with you. Hebrew word well is one that speaks of having a pleasant, sweet, glad, joyful, and good life. God will do some wonderful things and some good things in life for one who fears him and obeys his word. As one commentator observed, God will provide an abundance of good for those who fear him and obey his word. God delights in doing good for his people. Most parents delight in doing good things for their children. When a child respects his parents and purposes to do that which is right is pleasing them, those parents delight in doing good things for them. It's the way it is with God. It's a good parental tip to remember. God does not do a bunch of good things for children who are in rebellion. But when they purpose to obey him and his word and treat him with reverence and respect, he opens the blessings of many good things to them. And we see the person who fears the Lord and obeys the word will discover he has a good wife. We see that your wife will be a fruitful vine. A good wife is a blessing of God. A good wife will be given by God to the man who fears him and obeys his word. She'll be a fruitful vine within your house. She'll take care of her home. She'll make the place where one lives home. And she'll be a loyal, faithful, and hardworking. She'll be a fruit-producing person. It's a blessing from God. And a good wife is just that. And the person who fears the Lord and obeys the word will discover his children will grow to become strong and mature. It says, your children will be like olive shoots around your table. An olive plant is a plant that takes time to grow, but eventually it grows to become a tree that ultimately produces fruit. What God says he will do for the one who fears him and obeys his word causes children to grow up and be productive and fruitful citizens. One will be able to sit down at the table with his family and eat a meal, because God has granted this life and blessing to one who fears him. In fact, verse 4 drives this point home. Look at verse 4. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. It's a blessing given by God to one who fears him and purposes to obey his word. Parents who fear the Lord and obey his word may expect down the road that they will live to see and live to eat a meal with children who have grown to become solid and mature. Does not mean that all children will turn out this way for one who fears the Lord. Solomon himself taught his sons there are two paths. They could choose the path of wisdom or the path of a fool. And the person who fears the Lord will be blessed by the Lord from Zion. Verse 5, the Lord will bless you from Zion. The noun Zion refers to the land of Israel, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount. It's an amazing blessing. God promises the one who fears him will be blessed by him from Zion. It's a place of residency of God. It's specifically teaching that God reigns in Zion. The one who feared him and obeyed his word would be blessed. Again, we point out that the word bless used in this verse refers to specific blessings and prosperity of God that God gives. So what God is saying is that one will actually be in Zion and will be specifically blessed by God. And the person who fears the Lord and obeys the word will share the prosperity of Jerusalem. Second person. Part of verse 5 says, may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. What is promised to one who fears and obeys his word? In the end, he will see the prosperity of Jerusalem forever. Daniel predicts that there will be a specific resurrection of the Old Testament Israel to enjoy all the blessings of God in Jerusalem. Daniel 12:2. And the person who fears the Lord and obeys the word will see his grandchildren. Look at verse 6. The first part, may you see your children's children. The blessing of being able to see grandchildren is a result of God permitting a person to live a long life. Living long enough to see grandchildren is a blessing of God. Many cut their lives short because they do not fear the Lord, obey the word. And the person who fears the Lord and obeys the word will ultimately see peace in Israel. Verse 6 ends says, peace be upon Israel. And all this finally happens, there'll be peace that will exist not only in Israel, but upon Israel. What that means is that Israel will be at peace forever. And the promises that God has made, he keeps. He can be trusted.